Sean was talking about the fact that getting to Ryan getting to see a different defense other than you guys is certainly helping him. Have you noticed any difference in him now that he's gone up against another NFL D for four quarters rather than just you guys in practice?
I mean, I usually have the same response when you guys ask about Ryan Tannehill, is that I don't watch his play or his progression. You know, of course, I'll notice if he's throwing touchdowns, you know, left and right, and, you know, and scoring, you know, eight touchdowns in one game. But, I mean, my job is to watch the opposing team's O-line, watch our defense, watch our D-line, and focus on that. So I'm not really going to comment on Ryan Tannehill's progress because I'm sure he'll be making it just as he should.
What are your impressions of Darren McFadden, his Oakland sort of runs a run-first offense?
What's that?
Early impression.
Well, you know, he obviously is a you know, a force to be reckoned with in terms of his speed. He's got world-class speed, and, you know, it's to be respected. And I think, you know, around the league and especially us just coming to the game, you know, it's going to be a focus for us to really contain him and you know, keep him at the line of scrimmage, at all costs. So it's, you know, he's definitely a great player and, you know, has some special talent that we're going to try to contain.
In addition to the running game, he had about 13 catches out of the backfield. How do you contain those checkdowns? A guy like that with a dual threat.
I mean, it's, you know, something that we put in the game plan, obviously. It's not something that we haven't noticed. You know, it's something that, you know, you game plan for and you hope to take out and you hope to neutralize. And with what we have, you know, set in place and, you know, the ideas that we have flying around and what we're going to do, I think it'll be great.
You looking forward to the 1 o'clock start in the heat and humidity here? Seeing how they wilt?
I mean, I'm going to be in football, you know, gear, so I don't mind sweating at that. In that, I mean, if you're going to be wearing that purple shirt, I mean, I know there's going to be, you know, a little underarm, little belly button sweat going on with you. So you might have to worry about that more than me. So yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm ready to go.
Hey, Jared, how important is it for you guys in front of your home crowd to get off to a good start and have a good game this week?
I think it's very important, you know, especially in front of a home crowd, you know, to be able to, you know, pull off a win, you know, show these fans, you know, how hard we've been working and you know, not just for this team but for them, and to, you know, go out and, you know, put on for our city. And, you know, I think it'll be a great showing by us. You know, like I said, we have a great, you know, game plan set in place to, you know, try to neutralize some of their, you know, their speed and their talent, and, you know, we're going to get after it.
I know one of the things they've talked about is reestablishing the home field advantage, and you talk about the heat and the 1 o'clock. One of the things that can play to your advantage. Can you redo that? Can you get that built?
Well, I had just said, you know, I think definitely, yeah, it can be an advantage if guys coming in aren't used to it, you know, the same way people talk about Mile High Stadium. But, you know, for us, it's if we have to bank on, you know, how hot it is to beat a team, then we're doing the wrong things. You know, we really got to be focusing on us, our game plan, and the Oakland Raiders. You know, if it's going to be hot, if it's going to be cold, if it's going to be raining, it's going to, you know, hurricane, you know, whatever it is. We need to focus on that. We can't be focused about the weather, so we have to focus on us.